Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, I'm still watching the Prince Grammy thing over and over and over on TV. The gift of video recording. Anyway, there's the actual Prince himself when doves cry. It is 6:17, Tom and Laura in the morning, the only local live morning radio show from two different zip codes. Tom Morgan here in the studio, Laura Good in her kitchen in Elysburg. We'll check with Laura in just a bit. Did you catch my video yet? I think it was posted, produced it yesterday. All of us here at Sunbury Broadcasting, well, not all of us, some of the people behind the scenes, unfortunately not doing videos, but the people you know on air are doing videos from their own home. Check them out. They're pretty hilarious. We have Laura running with the dogs in a cornfield, a farm field somewhere out in Elysburg where she keeps her horses. Chad Evans has posted an amazing video where he actually... he either captured his son Cooper at a rare moment, or the video was falling apart quickly, but it comes across like a masterpiece. And that would be his little son Cooper, who he's holding. All of a sudden decides to start pulling daddy's hair and grabbing his cheek and shrieking and making all kinds of baby noises. That is a moment in fatherhood that you always treasure, like when it happens in church and you're like, stop it, stop it. You know, that kind of thing. Check out that video. Anyway, we shot my video yesterday afternoon standing in the middle of a cornfield in Point Township. And social distancing where I live is very, very easy. So look for that video. It's beautiful. I love Point Township. Remember the old days of the Breakfast with Morgan show we used to make fun of? You know, where I live, deep in the heart of Port Township, where I live. We play banjos and stuff like that. It actually, you know, I did that for laughs, but I actually do love Point Township. I was deeply hurt when I found out Pine Knotter Days was canceled yesterday. I was like, what? You know, like, I am an honorary Pine Knotter. And someday I hope to be considered a Pine Knotter and be eligible for Pine Knotter of the Year, even though I was born in NEPA. And raised in Northeast PA, right? I moved here in 1982, and I never left. So you ought to give me some kind of award. I actually love the fact that I was born and raised in a row house in the south side of Wilkes-Barre, where you couldn't sneeze without your next-door neighbor yelling, "Kazuntite!" I went from that to living in Point Township, where the houses are far apart, and you don't really see your neighbors every day. So back to the idea of this video, we want to congratulate you, the people of Central PA, for following the rules. Social distancing and staying home, quarantined in the house with the kids and the spouse and all that. And we want you to hang in there because it'll be over soon. We're crossing our fingers on May 8th. Maybe Governor Wolf letting a few counties out a little bit early. Get out of jail free card, I guess we'll call it. I'm excited about that. But at the same time in my video, and I hope you do watch it, I basically say it's easy out here where I live to practice social distancing because there's nobody there. However, hats off to the people who live in the towns and the cities where they have to be careful because when I do go out shopping at a Wise, shopping at a Giant, shopping where I can shop, where I am allowed to shop, inside the tiny little shop of Nori Pharmacy. You know, I do have a mask on, and I am following the rules. But check out our videos. Hopefully you'll enjoy them. And I feel we're closer. We're closer to getting back to not normal, but that phrase I hate, the new normal. 94KX, late night TV.
Well, guys, it's been over a month of quarantine, and more Americans are desperate to reunite with their loved ones. In fact, yesterday, Rob Gronkowski couldn't wait any longer and reunited with Tom Brady.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, side by side. Oh, actually, not. I'm here in the studio in Sunbury. Laura's in her kitchen in Elysburg. We'll check with Laura coming up in just a bit. It is World Book Day, not World Book Encyclopedia. If you're that old, you remember that. Remember the door-to-door salesman? No, you don't. Never mind then. It is World Pause Book Day. So why don't we all go to the library, our own library, our own living room, office space, whatever, pull a book from the shelf and read it to the kids. This quarantine has taken so long, I feel like we could have read War and Peace. However, keep it simple or make it fun, but read a book today. I think I will do that in my studio. Well, listen to me. Ain't I important?
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Thank you, Anchorman. Tom and Laura in the morning. Live, local, love and life. Sometimes life's questions can be hard, though. You're quarantined with the kids, and sometimes, you know, it's a closed environment. Sometimes the kids have you captured, so they ask you the magical questions that you say, what did my mom and dad say to me when this happened? A survey asking the hard-to-answer questions. The number one, is Santa Claus real? The number two, where do babies come from? And the number three question, why do we have to recycle? That's funny. Now, some of you who know me know I have three lovely daughters. They're all grown and gone, from Los Angeles to Philly to Baltimore. But when they were little kids growing up in Point Township, their number one question was, why do we have to recycle? They hated it. They let the other two questions come in time. And then they closed the Nori Recycling Center, so I had to start packing it into the SUV and driving it over to Sunbury. That was another topic. But anyway, how about it? Are you stuck at home and the kids are asking the questions and it's driving you nuts? And then you find yourself trying to explain simple answers that get more difficult, and pretty soon you're in a hole.
Papa, can we play outside?
No.
Why?
Because it's 5 o'clock in the morning. It's too early.
Why?
Because the sun comes up later.
Why?
Well, the earth goes around, and when it turns a certain amount, the sun shows on the horizon.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Why don't you know, Papa?
Because I didn't pay attention in school, okay? I didn't listen in class.
Why?
Because I was high all the time.
Lucky Louie, a comedy that, by the way, failed. 94KX news coming up at the top of the hour. And then we roll with the only live and local morning show from two different zip codes. That's Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in the studio in Sunbury. Laura's in her kitchen in Elysburg. Are you there?
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's World Book Day. I thought maybe you'd be in the personal library in Elysburg in the back room of your house.
The personal library is under construction.
Reading a classic. Oh, yours is under construction. All right.
Yes. Sorry.
Mine is much like the Anchorman's. Lots of leather-bound books and the smell of mahogany.
The smell of rich mahogany.
Yes, yes, that. We already heard that earlier. So there you have it. We've got another quarantine for you if you're ready.
I love these so much.
The governor of Georgia seems it's okay to open everything now. And Friday he'll be doing it. And the president kind of encouraged all this, but now he's telling him it was a bad idea. So I'm sure, like, the governor of Georgia is now banging his head off his desk or maybe a bowling alley and trying to figure out what to do, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
There's a lot of conflicting information out there.
Meanwhile, the rest of us are just looking for our lucky day. Governor Wolf said it's coming. Some counties will open before others. They're shooting for May 8th. Everybody here in North Central PA, as the governor called it, we're all going, please, please pick me. Pick my county, please. Anyway, yesterday on social media, I saw a guy that posted it. I won't mention him by name, but it was the funniest thing I read all day. It said, it's the luckiest day I've had since the coronavirus. My stimulus check is here, and the liquor store answered the phone.
Hey, there you go.
So the guy went on to say, I have money and a bottle of rum. I mean, you know, it's the simple things.
Day.
Yeah, it's a very good day. Hopefully we'll make your day better. Coming up, news. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning with Corn. tune time. You're going to love this one, Laura. It's a little aggressive. Are you okay? Are you feeling aggressive after Carrie Underwood there?
I mean, maybe a little bit, but yeah. I would never slash anybody's tires. Tires are too expensive.
Carrie Underwood needs to go to jail on that song alone. Here we go. Now, the governor of Georgia, influenced by the president, leaving it up to the governors to bring back the economy and open the states. Governor Brian Kemp says, okay, this Friday, Georgia's going to open. Now the president says, well, hey, I didn't tell you to do that. Maybe you shouldn't have done that. And now he's like stuck in a bad place because he's already given the massage parlors and the bowling alleys okay to open.
Okay.
Bowling alleys, essential business in Georgia.
All just right, kidding. Georgia. Keep on bowling.
Here we go!
Don't know how safe it is.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp will allow some non-essential businesses to begin reopening. Tattoo parlors, bowling alleys,
what?
Salons and barbershops can reopen.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, coronavirus, gotta keep on bowling, baby!
Bowling,
come on, Laura.
Keep bowling. You know, I got a 7-10 split right here. K-E-M-P, Brian Kemp has no fear. Every time I roll, it's a strike or a spare.
Got shoes you share, balls you share.
3 or 4 weeks, fewer people getting sick. So come get your kicks with this Kemp Risk-It Mix. So with your handicap, punk, yo, set the pins up. And wish me good luck while I pick this spare up.
Bowling.
What?
Keep bowling.
Come on.
Bowling.
Yeah?
Keep bowling.
Yeah, Georgia, share your balls and your shoes. It's time to keep bowling. Your thoughts?
The 1 second delay would have been horrific if I started singing, keep bowling. Wow!
Keep bowling.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning from two different zip codes, live, local, love and life. Oh, yeah, and those late-night TV guys are broadcasting from their homes.
The world was rocked by reports that Kim Jong-un may be gravely ill after secretly undergoing heart surgery. And this was major news. I mean, I didn't know Kim Jong-un had a heart.
Is take our daughters and sons to work day, or as that's now called, every single day.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Biter's Birthday Buddies coming up. Powered up by Biter's Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Store, Sunbury. They're closed now, but your chance to win comes up tomorrow morning with Biter's. And when they reopen, you'll have the money in hand. My name's Tom Morgan. Her name's Laura Good. I'd follow her anywhere.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know if that came out well. I don't really know. Anyway, the name of the song, Follow You Down. No musical birthdays today. What are we going to do? No.
Wait, what about Roy Orbison?
He's dead. We don't do dead people.
So?
Pretty woman walking down
the
street. Sorry, Roy.
California Blue.
The closest thing we came musically is Mrs. Van Halen, the ex-Mrs. Van Halen.
Oh, jeez.
Valerie Bertinelli with a birthday today, but I don't know. There's just nothing. So what do we do? Do we just roll with this?
We can say, birthday buddies walking down the street. Birthday buddies.
You better go walk the dog, actually.
His bone is stuck underneath the kitchen counter. I'm going to have to get it.
Do you need a second here?
Yeah.
Okay. See, this is what happens with live radio from two different locations. Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in the studio in Sunbury for just a few hours a day. And Laura's in her kitchen where the dog has stuck his bone. Under the radiator? Is it under the radiator?
Yes, exactly. Under the radiator. Seriously.
Okay. Is he okay now? Right.
He's good. He has it.
All right.
It's Murphy. It's a rough morning, man.
Murphy, the morning show dog, is really... Yeah,
well, and now MacGyver's like barking at the door. Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's get this done in a hurry. It's called Biter's
Birthday Buddies.
Down, dogs, down. Ashley Saxton from Northumberland is 34 years old today.
Hold on. I don't even know what's happening right now.
All right. I'll keep going until you come back.
Yes. Oh, my God.
David Ice from Coltmont is 37 years old. Happy birthday, David. Ed Oberdorf from Mifflinburg is 44 years old today. Happy birthday to Jamie Arvin from Sunbury. She's 36.
Good job, Tom.
All right. Out there in Laura's area, sort of, Janet Durkin from Tower City is 49 today.
And a very happy birthday to Jennifer Beattie, who turns 37 today.
Jennifer Carr from Sunbury turns 39 today.
Jenny Neidig from Sunbury turns 65.
Happy birthday, Kelly Harold from Port Trevor in 53.
A very happy birthday to Leslie Walter from Sealands Grove, 46 today.
Lori Finn is 41 today. Happy birthday.
Marjorie Manepa?
That's what it looks like, sure.
Manepa? Okay, I did okay. Marjorie, what a pretty name. She turned 70 today.
70 years old, wow. Happy birthday to Mary Stahl. She's 41 today.
A very happy birthday to Peggy Thomas, 67 today.
Happy birthday to Sandy Wendt. She's 67 as well.
A very happy birthday to Sue Herbster from Middleburg, 50 today.
Sunny Snyder, what a cool name. Lordy, Lordy, 40 today.
Wendy Lyons Campbell from Hughesville turns 49.
Nobody on the text club today.
And I'm checking Facebook. And so far, none that I see.
All right, but everybody's got a birthday, right?
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us at 49330. You can message us on the 94KX Facebook page or call us up on the Ford phone line at 1-800-326-94KX. Mm-hmm. If you want to be in it to win it with Biters, make sure that you text us.
Each and every weekday morning.
Whether the dogs are barking or not.
It's Biters.
It's Biters. Birthday Buddies. On 94KX.
94KX. Donji Cat with Tom and Laura in the morning. Central PA's only live morning radio show that's local from two different zip codes. Tom Morgan here in the Sunbury studio. Laura, Laura, as I call her, in Elysburg. How's it been going out there, girl?
Okay.
All right. The dogs are under control. Everything else?
We're going to be fully honest. We're going to be totally honest on the radio this morning.
Okay.
Today has not gotten off to the best start.
Oh, boy.
So the dogs were going nuts. There was a reason.
Okay.
The husband goes out for work to visit places once a week.
Okay.
During this whole craziness.
All right.
Today is that day. He left at 6 a.m.
Okay.
I didn't realize he came back.
Oh.
So the crazy barking was because he was actually in the driveway.
And they thought an intruder was on the property.
Yes. So I don't suggest trying to sneak into my house. my dogs go nuts. But here's the thing. Once you get in, the worst thing they're going to do is like get overly excited and pee on you.
I was hoping for a lick or two, not a urination.
You might get jumped on.
Oh, okay.
But like not in an aggressive way. In a more like, oh my God, hi, new person. I love you.
I like when somebody has like a 150-pound dog that's jumping on you. And you go, that's not in an aggressive way. It's like, oh, good.
It's not.
He just loves you so much. It's got crushed by Ronnie Lott. Anyway, so everything's okay, and like the cats and everybody's okay?
What's going on with them?
Come on.
So
now.
I hear like this huge, like a in the back, right? Like a crash.
A crash.
And then a
that can't be good.
Is that?
That can't be good.
Here, I don't know which cat it was. I'm blaming Felix.
Okay, Felix.
He knocked over my entire jewelry box.
Yee.
Like off of the dresser. He must have been at the window.
Okay.
Scattered everything everywhere.
Also watching the intruder.
Yes, apparently, which would be their father.
Yeah, like, what is up? Come on.
Although Keith doesn't count. In the animal world. Like, we joke about that all the time.
Yeah, don't say that.
I know, sorry.
You are the animal whisperer. Your husband is just the bystander.
So I went back, cats were calm, no one was injured, but now I'm going to have to go back during the next commercial break to continue picking up the jewelry that's scattered all over my rug.
Okay, we'll be in that commercial break in just a bit, so stand by. I wonder what your dog MacGyver, or any of the cats for that much, would do if a singing banana showed up on your property.
They might sing along.
Yeah, after they eat him.
Yeah, no, there'll be no eating, just singing.
A local friend of Tom and Laura's on The Masked Singer last night.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Oh, my God, you're so awesome!
us who you really are.
Let's take it off, banana.
Take it off.
Yeah.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Yeah. Bret Michaels.
Oh, Bret Michaels.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to tell you, I would have done anything to get here. This is the most awesome show.
Wow.
I've never had such a great time.
Oh,
this is a party.
Yeah.
You all rock. And the banana fans out here
yes.
are awesome. I love
so
it.
So now there are banana fans for Bret Michaels.
Wow.
The next time he...
meeting him at Spyglass.
Yes.
He's
the next
lovely human.
Well, I was just going to say the next time he comes to Spyglass, he's got to bring the banana suit.
Yes, please. Oh, my goodness. Too funny.
94KX. I heard your grunt. Tom and Laura in the morning from two different locations with some poison for the singing banana.
See,
Bret
Michaels. Talk to me.
All right.
Some of my favorite songs.
Yeah, me too. It's just a party song. It's a Flashback Friday kind of song, but we had to air it today. Get you ready for tomorrow and a 90s weekend. Nothing but 90s all weekend long. We try to make you laugh here with Tom and Laura. Hopefully you giggle through life a little bit. But Laura, in Alaska, the Parks Department has decided to make people laugh through the COVID situation, the pandemic, with...
Sure.
A joke of the day hotline.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
This one comes from my grandpa in Idaho. A group of crows was arrested for hanging out together.
Oh.
The charge? Attempted murder.
A murder of crows!
That's awesome.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. How many women are singing that to their spouses, you know, during this whole pandemic quarantine? You're going to miss me when I'm gone.
It's true.
I'll be sitting on the couch going, no, I'm not.
Oh,
no,
stop.
I'm not. It's Tom and Laura in the morning from two different locations, live, local, love and life. Life worth talking about, too, from Elysburg and Sunbury. You are the animal whisperer. Everybody in Central PA knows it.
Right? I'm trying this morning.
Yeah, we've had
the natives are a little restless.
We've had some issues this morning.
There's Murphy.
Oh, now Murphy, the morning show dog, wants in on it. A good story that we talked about way back in December, if you people remember. I'm sure you remember, Laura. The lady in San Francisco who had her dog stolen when she tied its leash to a bench and went into a small grocery store
to
buy a couple
this.
Things. Well, she was so upset that she built a website to help find the dog. And after she got few or no hits on the website, she paid to have a banner tied to an airplane and flew it around the city of San Francisco. With the website on it and information on her dog. Well, yesterday, she was reunited with her dog.
Yay!
Somebody went on the website and said, I have your dog. And the dog was returned. What a great story. What an amazing
story. I'm curious
story.
How they ended up with her dog.
Oh, right. Well, maybe somebody, like, took the dog and sold it? Sold it or maybe didn't.
Or did they think it was abandoned? Was it an accident?
And took it to a dog shelter. Somebody else adopted it, but then saw this airplane with the website. What an incredible thing. It brings me to a story. Our Tail Wagon Wednesday has been suspended because all the dogs have been fostered out for now.
Yes, they either found homes or were fostered out. So actually, the Danville SPCA Center is... empty, which is an amazing thing.
And yesterday, during our regular Zoom sales meeting, good old Michelle Mertz hooked us up with the SPCA, who suddenly found a box full of abandoned kittens. And so it was like animal therapy on Zoom. It was
That's
great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so hats off to Michelle, and thanks to the people at the SPCA for letting us look at these little kittens. Now, soon these kittens are being bottle fed. Soon they'll be available for adoption.
Yeah, a couple weeks yet, from what I understand. Typically, baby animals are adopted out anywhere between 8 and 10 weeks old.
Right, and these kittens are only like 2 weeks old. So coming up in a few weeks, these kittens will be available. But here's what we're going to do, Laura. We're going to post the video from yesterday's Zoom meeting.
Fantastic.
So, and it'll take the place of Tail Wagon Wednesday with the SPCA, which is powered up all the time by John's Air Duct Cleaning and Wicked Dogs. So thanks to Michelle Mertz and all the people who gave us a little therapy. Because, Mark, you know, sometimes those Zoom meetings can be a little stressful.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the sales meeting with all those women involved. This will be interesting.
Yeah, a bunch of women and some meowing kittens.
I've been trying to avoid seeing Michelle's house, so this is going to be
different. Wow. Okay, then.
Oh, and speaking of that, yesterday I called the sales meeting on the fact that they have to be careful of what's behind them during a Zoom, because CBS Sunday Morning News did a feature on it.
Oh, wow.
Where they brought in some interior decorator fashion designers who critiqued people's Zoom view.
That is harsh, Tom.
Well, I just said, you know, Kevin, we really don't need to look at your 12-year-old bowling trophies in the background, okay? Sorry. Like, CBS Sunday Morning would rip you to shreds.
See, I'm going Facebook Live from my kitchen. I wonder what people are saying about my messy house.
Your house is not messy. I love the view of the fireplace in the background. All right?
Oh, so yeah, you can see it right now.
Yeah, see?
Like, if I Facebook Live right now, you could see it because I'm sitting at my table.
There you go.
Your cat's the extra producer. That's a nice touch.
Yeah, the cat. Except for the jewelry box incident today. Your cat's doing a good job.
Good morning, Mark. Today is a cluster.
Well, I want to also add real quick, since we're talking about the cats being bottle fed, that's pretty much how Tom's getting by, too.
A different kind of bottle, correct?
Yeah.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Quarantined. And still bringing you live radio from two different zip codes. Late night TV on quarantine as well.
The director of the Center for Disease Control, Dr. Robert Redfield, says there could be a second wave of the virus later this year that might be worse than this one because it would coincide with flu season. Basically, he said the next version of the virus could be like The Matrix Reloaded, just as popular, but worse.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Another one bites the dust. I'm not quite there yet, but I am very, very old.
No, you're not.
I'm looking at this new study. You're looking at it, too, and I'm not feeling good about it.
I don't agree with this. I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No.
Here, I thought you were going to be all over it. I thought you were going to be all over it because you have not reached that magic number yet.
The magic number that apparently that's when you're old?
Yeah.
I call shenanigans.
So do I. According to a new study of over 2,000 Americans, you're not old until you turn 57. What?
That seems pretty young to me. Come on now.
I was kind of disappointed, but let's run down the checklist.
Sure, okay.
This is what ages us. This is what makes us feel old. Number one, overall health.
Okay.
So your health starts going bad at 57? What are you trying to say, people? All right. Wrinkles, number two.
You know what? Those are little lines of joy that prove that you've lived life to the fullest.
Little lines of joy. I like that.
There you go.
All right, number three is weight gain. Uh-oh.
Get your steps in. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. I looked at a photo of myself from about a year and a half ago, and I was like, whoa. So, yeah, I'm getting there. I'm losing the weight.
You've been doing well.
I'm down 30 pounds. We're working on more. Number four, I can't do anything about, Laura, gray hair.
Sure you can. It's called hair dye. Get yourself to a stylist when they reopen.
All right, number five, hair loss. I don't worry about it.
Again, there is a fix for that.
Oh, yeah, those little things they tie into your head, whatever they are?
Yeah, like extensions or whatever.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
You could get a toupe if you wanted to. Get a little toupee.
A toupe. All right, number six, not being able to take care of themselves at 57? What?
I hope not.
Come on now. All right, number seven, age spots. I got a couple of those.
Wear sunscreen. Also, they make a cream for that or a laser treatment for that if you have the means.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome.
Number eight, being seen as old. You know,
talk to Jennifer Lopez. She's 50. Does she look old? Seriously.
All right. Wow, you're killing this list.
I know.
Number nine, financial security. Well, I don't know if I'll ever get there, but I'm doing okay right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's an adult thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm in rough times right now because I'm only working 3 hours a day. But whatever, we'll get there. Don't worry about it. All of us, we'll get there. Stay calm. Number 10, losing their independence. Now,
at 57?
Yeah. Nobody's crashing in my door yet, sending me to the nursing home, but 57?
Okay, if this said 87, Maybe then we could have a discussion. Even 77, I'll go out there on a limb. Okay, cool. But I have met some pretty fantastic 70-year-olds in my time.
Oh, yeah?
Like women that I really would love. Oh, my gosh. I want to grow up to be just like them.
Wow. I don't know. I'm just taking it one day at a time, Laura. You know what I mean? But 57? You're old at 57? I'm highly insulted by that.
Here's the thing. My 90-year-old grandma, right? She only recently just had to go into assisted living.
Okay.
The key to a long and healthy, successful life. You ready?
Is? Yeah.
You got to keep moving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Find things that bring you joy.
Okay.
And have a glass of wine every day about 3:30.
There it is. Tom and Laura in the morning. We always like to do the good stories, don't we, Laura?
Yes, we do.
As in Laura Good, we do the good stuff here to make us all feel brighter. And Laura closes the show every day with a thought for the day, inspirational and good. That's coming up. An art teacher and an elementary school teacher in Vermont bought a bunch of art supplies, crayons, paint sets, all that stuff. And mm-hmm. she put those kits together for all 173 of her students. Wow.
Here's the thing.
Wow.
And that's wonderful. I guarantee there are teachers in our area who are doing the exact same thing.
Oh, I know it. Our teachers love our kids. And we'll talk about that in a bit. But so what she did was she mailed all these kits out to all the students in our school that she teaches. And then like in our normal routine of going out for a walk and a jog, mm-hmm. the students kind of thanked her.
Most wonderful delight is when I'm on my walks. Everybody knows I walk all the time. And I'll hear, Miss Arista, thank you for the art supplies. I was getting all choked up when they were coming out their doors. I was getting all, it was tears of joy.
You know what? And here's the thing. That kind of ties into our Outstanding Teacher Awards from Service First. These teachers sometimes have no idea how outstanding they are.
Oh, for sure. And the best part is seeing the nominations come in and all of the wonderful things that the parents and students of teachers throughout our area are saying.
Mm-hmm. So these teachers, like your sister, Laura, she's an outstanding person, and they go up above and beyond the call of duty every day. And then when they get a thank you, they're like, oh, wow, I didn't know I was doing anything special. Yeah, you are.
You never know how impactful some kind words or a gesture can be until after the fact, I think.
Absolutely. We've had outstanding teachers, as always, from Service First in the month of April, from Milton, from Selins Grove and Danville. And tomorrow we'll have our final outstanding teacher. I'm kind of excited about it.
I wish we could give something to every single teacher who's been nominated, honestly. And I bet Service First does as well, too.
Yeah, they do. Colleen says, hey, they're all outstanding. We pick one per week. But to the teachers, we here at 94KX and Service First say thanks, right?
We salute them. Thank you so much.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm Tom, and she's no stranger. Laura's out there in Elysburg holding down the fort.
I'm trying.
And we're keeping it safe. We're playing it
yes,
safe.
Yes, we are. And playing it safe, keeping it safe, sticking as close to home as possible. I feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel.
In the form of May 8th, I hope.
Except I caution everyone. Mm-hmm. I know that the governor said May 8th, mm-hmm. but that's a limited opening. So
right.
that doesn't mean that suddenly we sort of all burst out of our houses and start to congregate
exactly.
in large groups.
Exactly.
We have to be careful.
We got to dip a toe in this and just kind of wade into the pool. We'd like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. Laura started this when we started a separated morning show. What do you got for us today?
Actually, I think this is a decent one.
Okay.
So when you're trying to motivate yourself, appreciate the fact that you're even thinking about making a change. And as you move forward, allow yourself to be good enough.
There it is, because change is difficult for most people.
It is. It's hard.
And we have been forced to change. And so we made the move, and let's keep moving in that direction until told otherwise, correct?
That is correct.
All right, news is next. Chad Evans moves into the studio after that. Laura, enjoy your day, my dear.
Thank you as well, Tom. Everybody out there, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
See ya.